Much has been written about the frontier prairie of the mid-1800s. There are books, plays, and movies. Now, there is also a musical composition. It can be heard for the first time in its entirety Monday night in Macomb. Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story.
Musicians are warming up in the sanctuary at Wesley United Methodist Church. This is the home base for the McDonough Choral Society. Tonight, its members are joined at rehearsal by a chamber ensemble of percussionists, horn players, and more. This is the one and only time all these musicians will get together before performing this piece for a live audience. The musicians are on stage. Meanwhile, sitting in a pew five rows back is Randall Faust. For 3 years, he's pieced together this composition, writing, rewriting, writing some more. Now, he's writing again, jotting down notes as he listens to his creation coming to life.
They're doing really quite well. Very, very, very fine. It's a major work, and it involves a lot of technical things beyond what they often have to do, so it's very impressive.
Faust is a professor in the School of Music at Western Illinois University. The Choral Society commissioned Faust to write this 8-movement piece, which is called Songs of Freedom, Hope, and Destiny. The group will celebrate its 10th anniversary by performing the world premiere of it. The person taking the baton to lead the musicians is Susan Shoemaker. She's been with the Choral Society from the beginning. In fact, Shoemaker and her late husband John founded the group. She says they were driving home from a concert in Iowa City when she wondered why there was no choral group in Macomb.
John said, well, why don't we have a community chorus? And off he went. That's all my husband needed was an idea. And he went, whether it was his idea or somebody else's, he went running with it.
Over the years, the McDonough Choral Society has performed works by some of the greats, including Schubert, Vivaldi, and Mozart. Now it's adding Faust to its portfolio, though Shoemaker admits she was unsure how she felt about Songs of Freedom, Hope, and Destiny when she first heard it.
He gave me a computer recording of the instruments and the voice sounds, and the voice sounds. And I thought, oh, dear. And I thought, this isn't the style of music we're used to singing. It's more, a little more instrumental in style.
But the more she listened and the more acquainted she became with the text and how it fit in with the instruments, the more impressed she became with the piece. The text is lifted from Illinois literature of the 19th century, words penned by the likes of poet John Howard Bryant and, of course, Abraham Lincoln. In fact, Faust says the movement titled Bold Champions combines the words of Bryant and Lincoln.
If they were alive today, John Howard Bryant and Lincoln would be emailing each other. You know, it has this wonderful line, now the day dawns upon our eastern shore, soon shall the night of prejudice be o'er. In giving freedom to the slave, we give freedom to the free. We shall not escape history. You know, that's Lincoln there at that point. And so that juxtaposition of the thoughts of John Howard Bryant and Abraham Lincoln there. And that's the great idealistic thing that set things in motion. It sort of helped set in motion what eventually turned out to be the Civil War.
As the end of that conflict approached, so too approached the end of Lincoln's life, but not before his second inaugural address tried to heal the war-torn nation with its words of freedom, hope, and destiny, which are used in the final movement of Songs of Freedom, Hope, and Destiny. The members of the chamber ensemble are hired musicians from around the region. The members of the McDonough Choral Society do this gratis. The rehearsals and performances are all done on their own time. The same goes for Susan Shoemaker. Why do they devote so much of their time to this?
If you've never sung, it's hard to understand. But if you have sung, you do understand, because music gets inside of you.